الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Writings of Attar for the members of Central Executive Committee. Listen to this first. By the mercy of Allah and the bounty of His beloved final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Sunnah-inspired religious organization Dawat-e-Islami was formed in 1981. This movement teaches respect for the noble companions radiyallahu anhum and the blessed family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It not only shows the way to pious deeds but also guides people to walk upon the path of the Sunnah. Furthermore, it increases the love of the saints, rahmahumullah ta'ala, in the hearts of the devotees of the Holy Prophet. The founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Amir Ahli Sunnah, Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Zi'ai Damat Barakatul Aliya, started this work with a few Islamic brothers. With a great passion to spread the call towards righteousness, they travelled to every street, neighbourhood and town. They would travel from city to city and spread the message of the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Main akela hi chala tha janibe manzil magar log saath aate gaye aur karwan banta gaya. Alhamdulillah, the work of serving the religion and spreading the blessings of the Quran and Sunnah, which began in 1981, continued day and night. From the famous city of Karachi, it spread to Sindh, Punjab, KP, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and Balochistan. Then it reached outside of Pakistan to many countries, including India, the UK, Europe, America, Africa, Canada, Malaysia, and Indonesia. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliya used his great wisdom and foresight. In September 2000, he formed the Markazi Majlis-e-Shura, i.e. the Central Executive Committee, for his beloved religious organization. Its first head, i.e. Nigran, was the famous Naat Khan, reciter of the prophetic odes, Al-Haj Muhammad Mushtaq Qadri Rahmatullahi Alayh. After him, Amir Ahlus Sunnah chose the members of the Shura. At that time, there were 11 members, but now there are 29 members, including the head of the Shura. Upon the request of the author of these lines, Abu Muhammad Tahir Attari, about 3 years ago in 2022, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, wrote several Madni pearls for the members of the Shura. Later, he also wrote to all the members of the Shura and completed this series. Alhamdulillah, this booklet titled Tahrirat-e-Attar, i.e. Writings of Attar for the Members of Central Executive Committee, is a collection of all those writings. May Allah Almighty prolong the blessed shadow of Amir Ahlus Sunnah on us with safety and goodness. May He give us the ability to do religious activity for Dawat-e-Islami whilst following the rules of the Central Executive Committee. Ameen. بِجَاهِ خَاتَمِ النَّبِيِّينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. One who seeks prayers for forgiveness without accountability, Abu Muhammad Tahir Attari Madani. Prayer of Attar. O Lord of the greatest Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, Writings of Attar for the Members of the Central Executive Committee, please grant them steadfastness in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, grant them, their parents and their family, entry into Jannatul Firdaus without any accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Long live Dawat-e-Islami. Attar's prayer. O Allah, whoever writes long live Dawat-e-Islami on their home, shop, office, vehicle, etc., keep them safe in this world and the hereafter, and grant them and their parents forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A gift for Haji Imran, head of Dawat-e-Islami's Central Executive Committee. the importance of modesty. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Almighty states, O son of Adam, your religion cannot be correct until your tongue is upright, and your tongue cannot be upright until you have modesty before your Lord. A gift for Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, head of Pakistan. Superior even to the Arsh and Kursi, the illuminated grave, the part of the earth that touches the blessed body of the final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is superior to the Kaaba and even more virtuous than the divine throne. This writing is a gift for Haji Abdul Habib Attari. The excellence of controlling anger. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever restrains his anger, Allah Almighty will withhold his punishment from him on the Day of Judgment. A souvenir of the journey to Medina for Haji Muhammad Amin Attari. A beautiful practice for strengthening memory. After the Isha prayer, take 3 almonds and soak them in water whilst reciting Salat. After the Fajr prayer or at the time of Suhoor if you are fasting, remove them from the water whilst reciting Salat. Peel them, recite Ya Alimu, Ya Qawiyu 100 times, blow upon them and then eat them. This practice may also be done for children and given to them to eat. It may be continued for as many days as you like. You can even make it a daily routine. Insha'Allahul Kareem, your memory will become very strong. A gift for Al-Hajj Qari Ayyaz Attari, Shura member. The best gift for me is Salam. The companion of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, no Muslim brother has given me a gift that I liked more than Salam. A written gift for Haji Muhammad Aslam Attari, Shura member, Khanpur. A litany to avoid poverty. The final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen 100 times daily will be saved from poverty in the world. Have no fear in the grave and the gates of paradise will be opened for him. A gift for Shura member Haji Rafi Attari. Chup gaya nigaahon se ah sab Madine ka dilkash o haseen manzar main Madina chhor aaya. Dur ho gaya sarkar ah ghamzada attar jald aaun phir dar par main Madina chhor aaya. A written gift immersed in the sorrow of Medina for Shura member Haji Yafur Raza Attari. Do not find faults in others. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, the one who avoids searching for faults in others is granted the ability to reform his own faults. A gift for Haji Waqqar al-Madina. Prisoner of one's words. It is said, a statement is a person's prisoner, but once spoken, the person becomes its prisoner. A gift for Shura member, Haji Attar Ali Attari. An easy deed. The final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when a person says Bismillah whilst leaving his home, an angel says, your responsibility has been taken care of. A gift for Haji Muhammad Amin Qafila. Sign of an illuminated heart. Some Gnostics say, smiling and a cheerful expression are signs of an illuminated heart. A priceless gift for Al-Hajj Qari Muhammad Salim Attari, Shura member. The reason for the loss of a blessing. Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi said, disobedience to Allah often causes blessings to be removed, i.e. to decrease or end. A written gift for Haji Muhammad Ali, member of Shura. The most beneficial thing for the heart. Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi said, I have not seen anything more beneficial for the heart than speaking well of the righteous. a written gift for Abdul Wahab Attari, member of Shura. Afsos, chand gariyan taiba ki reh gayi hain. Ae aankh, khoon ro le, tu rona hai jis qadar. Presented to Al-Haj Sayyid Ibrahim Shah Sahib. The hidden plan of Allah Almighty, a concealed decree. People will continue to perform some actions, thinking they are good deeds. But on the day of judgment, they will be placed on the scale of sins. May Allah Almighty grant us the privilege of performing accepted acts of worship with knowledge and sincerity. Ameen. A gift for Shura member, Haji Aqil Madani. Clay utensils. It is stated in a hadith, the angels visit the one who keeps clay utensils in their home. It is narrated that there is no accountability for clay utensils. A gift for Haji Abu Majid, Muhammad Shahid Madni, member of Shura. The excellence of the Sunnah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever loves my Sunnah loves me. And whoever loves me will be with me in paradise. A written gift for Shura member, Al-Haj Sayyid Luqman Shah Sahib. The excellence of visiting the sick. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever travels to visit a sick person, a caller from the sky calls out, glad tidings to you, your journey is good, and you have made a home for yourself in paradise. A gift for Shura member, Haji Fuzail Raza Attari. The importance of prayer. Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi said whilst crying, prayer is the pillar of religion. As long as the pillar remains sound, the house is sound. When the pillar falls, the house will also fall. A written gift for Shura member, Al-Haj Al-Hafiz Muhammad Asad Madani. The silent pious predecessor. A person who travelled from Abadan to Kufa, which Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Nadar Harithi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, that the Shaykh did not say a single word throughout the journey. Whenever he needed something, he would look at his son, who would stand up and fulfil the task. Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Nadar Harithi rahmatullahi alayhi was a pious predecessor who would remain silent. He said, knowledge begins with silence. Then listening carefully, then remembering it, then acting upon it, and then spreading it. A gift for Shura member, Haji Azhar Attari. Short conversation. Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu said, Khairul kalami ma qalla wa dalla. The best speech is that which is brief and comprehensive. A written gift for Shura member, Haji Junaid Madani. The excellence of showing patience over the hardships of Medina. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever remains patient through the poverty and hardship of Medina, I will intercede for him or testify in his favour on the Day of Judgment. A gift for Shura member, Haji Muhammad Farooq Jilani. The virtue of Makkah's heat. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever patiently endures the heat of Makkah for some part of the day, the fire of hell is kept away from him. A gift for Shura member, Haji Baghdad Raza. The most kind. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is the kindest to my ummah. A gift for Haji Mansoor Attari. Strengthening memory and sharpening vision. During the carrot season, eating one carrot daily strengthens memory and sharpens eyesight, to the extent that if someone wears glasses, the lens number will begin to decrease. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Eat the carrot after washing it and without peeling it, as peeling may remove the vitamin C beneath the skin. A gift for Shura member, Haji Barkat Ali Attari. A place where prayers are accepted. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, supplications are accepted at the shrine of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh, a gift for Shura member Haji Khalid Attari, UK. Will not enter paradise. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who deceives will not enter paradise. This means that such a person will only enter paradise after facing the punishment for deception. A gift for Abdul Mubin Attari, Bangladesh. The importance of softness of the heart at the time of dua. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, consider dua a great opportunity at the time of softness of the heart, meaning tenderness of the heart and weeping, etc. A gift for Umme Rabi Attariya. The fragrance of paradise used to come from Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. The fragrance of paradise used to come from the blessed body of the leader of the women of paradise, Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smell. For this reason, her title became Zahra, a gift for Ummi Qurban al-Tariya, Department for Contacting Personalities. A heart free from hypocrisy. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Darood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart will become as pure from hypocrisy as a cloth becomes clean with water. A gift for Ummi Safa al-Tariya, Hajj and Umrah, etc. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.